100 word stories.
Today's story is called George the Caterer, and it's by Lawrence Simon. I know, I should have recorded these, but never mind. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. Instead of spare ammunition, George brought extra food and wine. He'd share them with the other pirates. "So much better than hardtack and water," they said. "Where did you get that?" "I made it myself," said George. The pirates lobbied the captain and let George cater raids and battles. Other pirate ships caught wind of George's talents, and he ended up catering them, too, in navies and merchants. George built a fleet of catering ships. Nobody messed with them, because nobody wanted to go back to hardtack and water. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. So I just got a weekly challenge story from a person who's trying it out, and it's cool that people are trying it out. That's great. And I didn't see a sound file attached. I was like, did you attach a sound file? And they're like, oh, no, I didn't realize that. And I just sent them the link to the weekly challenge promo, and they sent it back, and that's cool. And they will be a part of the weekly challenge. And the neat thing about this is, all the drugs and medications that I'm on, I assume they're all medications or drugs or, I don't know what they are. They're just pills. I'm sure that one of them could be made out of chopped up shoes. This is how we recycle plastic. We'll just put them in pills and give them to Americans and make them think in the placebo effect. So, sent in the story, and I used to record them in an altered sound file, and I called it the midget. And I stopped when one story came in, and the person included, this is going to be impossible for the midget to read. I've made it so complex, and I was like, fuck that shit. And I stopped doing it. Because they were like, oh, yeah, let's make it hard for the person to put it together. And I'm like, no, just no. And I stopped. Somebody had to run it. And that's okay. It is what it is. And when I reach 1,000 weekly challenges with everyone, maybe that's it. Maybe that's our goal. Maybe 2,000. Maybe 5,000. I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, but we'll see how I feel. Anyway, that's a little insight into the damaged thing between my ears. Thank you for putting up with this, and as always, keep it brief.